Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Lotch for the Black Flag Cast, and as part of our My Cup of Tea Maid Cafe special to meet the maids, which we'll be doing up and running to Anime USA 2015, which will be Halloween weekend this year at the Marriott Wardman in Washington, D.C. And today I'm sitting with Maid Allie of the Maids. Allie, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
I am quite well. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Allie. My color is royal blue because it's such a great color. It's the color of the TARDIS. And as that being said, I'm a really super big geek. I really like Disney and I like BBC stuff like Doctor Who and... well, anime, and I'm all over the place, all the time, everywhere. That's me.
Fair enough. And the question that most of us ask in this situation is, why did you want to be a maid, and what do you like about it?
Well, I have friends in the Maid Cafe, and I went as a customer one time, and I really, really enjoyed the atmosphere and the girls and what they were doing. And I really wanted to be a part of that. And, about 2 years ago, I was invited to join. And I think the thing I really like about it the most is, I love the people. I love meeting people. I love talking to people and getting to know them and making them smile.
And how were you introduced to the cafe itself?
Originally, back in 2009, I saw an advertisement when My Cup of Tea first started, but unfortunately, I personally was not able to make it to the convention. So, I told some friends about it, and they went and they joined, and then I went the next year with them, and that's kind of, it all just kind of spiraled out of control from there.
And you've been with them ever since.
I have, yeah. I was addicted.
Indeed. And what would you say is the favorite part of your job as being a maid in My Cup of Tea?
That's a tough question. It's a really tough question. The people.
The people.
The people. It's like... it's a giant family, even when customers come in. It's really great because it's such a family-friendly atmosphere. Like, we welcome people with children, and we want them to come and be a part of our family and join us for a day or however long they can stay with us. It's really nice. It's the whole atmosphere of the convention and the whole family behind it.
So at the end of the day, with carrying everything out and, you know, running all day and dancing around and all that, at the end of the day, you know, the applause and the smiles on the faces of all the masters and mistresses makes it all worth it.
It does. It really does.
Fair enough. Now, in the cafe, what is your favorite game to play with the masters and mistresses?
Oh, I love Jenga. And I've never lost.
That's number two, folks. Number two. If for those of you who recall our interview with one of our other distinguished maids, we had a Jenga Pro. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to Jenga Pro number two.
Yeah. Except I can't win outside of the cafe. I can't seem to win. But when I'm in the cafe, I never lose.
The magic of the cafe. Well, that's always a good thing. What's your favorite dish in the cafe?
My favorite dish would probably have to be the cupcakes that we had last year. They had like little – there was one with a little skirt, and there was like a Sailor Moon like moon tiara thing on the top of one. They were – I love sweets, and they were just really delicious without being too sweet. And they were just so cute. I loved them so much.
I mean, are you a pastry person yourself? Is that like your favorite food in there, or is it just being just of the Maid Cafe dishes? It's just being your favorite.
It's as the Maid Cafe is that's my favorite. Is this current the cafe that we work with? The they don't have chicken, which is actually my favorite food. And they had chicken at the other, when we were at the other hotel, I believe, if I remember correctly, there was a chicken dish, which was very delicious. But they don't have that here. So, yeah, I just really like sweets after chicken. So I went with the sweets.
Fair enough. And what's your favorite beverage in the cafe?
Oh, wow. Well, it's going to sound really weird because I don't drink coffee. And I don't drink tea, so I've never actually had boba tea. Water?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, would you be willing to try boba tea?
I would. It looks really good, and they have really great flavors.
Well,
I'm just a wuss.
Well, folks, you want to make friends with Maid Ollie? Have her join you for a boba tea, eh?
Hi.
Indeed. Now, you speak about your like of a lot of nerd things. You say you're into BBC stuff. So you say, are you a Doctor Who fan, I take it?
Very much so.
And who is your doctor?
My doctor. Well, it's just going to sound stereotypical. I really love David Tennant. I loved how in love he was with the show and the character, and he just made it so fun, and it wasn't – I mean, Matt Smith did a really good job, and Peter Capaldi does a really good job in the current seasons, but it just it don't – they just don't have what he had, that love for the – like, that's all David Tennant wanted to do if you read about his school life. He wanted to be an actor so he could be the doctor.
Awesome. And are you a contemporary BBC fan or a classics as well?
I haven't seen too many of the classics, so I guess it would be contemporary. I've watched Doctor Who, Sherlock, and right now I'm watching a show called Call the Midwife with one of my coworkers who is actually in training to be a midwife.
Very nice. And what about the, but no Monty Python or anything like that?
Oh, I used to watch Monty Python growing up. You know, 10, 11 years old, and you're an insomniac already. Nothing's on TV except Monty Python. And I loved watching it. It was so much fun. And, Holy Grail was actually in theaters a couple months ago at one of my local theaters, and I went and I got coconuts. And we got to clap them together.
And nothing like audience participation at a classic film.
Yes, it was great. It was so much fun. I loved it.
And do you have a favorite sketch in Monty Python?
Not so much in Flying Circus. Because there's just too many to choose from, and I never got to see any reruns. It was always a new episode. But I do like the scene from Holy Grail where they're at the castle and he's yelling at the actor is yelling at them from the ramparts, and he's saying the hamster and the elderberry lines.
Ah, the French knights.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, moving along. What is your – you spoke of animes. What's your favorite anime?
It's from Clamp because I am a huge Clamp fan. It's called Kobato.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created after Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles, so it ties in that theme of other worlds and heaven and hell and the other world and angels. And it's very innocent. But at the same time, there's like this knowledge. Like the character has this, just this innate wisdom about her that it's just very appealing to me. And I love, there's a song that she sings in the show. It's absolutely beautiful that I just fell in love with.
Marvelous. And what's your favorite genre of anime? Are you, you know, shoujo, shonen, seinen?
That's really tough. According to my Hummingbird account, it would actually be fantasy romance.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch a very wide range of anime. I just finished Parasite that I really enjoyed. That was different. I also finished Magi, the recent Magi, and I'm watching Food Wars. So I kind of watch things that are all over the place.
Fair enough. And are you a manga reader?
I am.
And what is your favorite series at the moment?
I would have to say it's still Kobato, because it was such an amazing series, and the manga went into so much more depth than the anime got to get into. So I would have to say that one is the favorite.
And do you do any video gaming?
I do. I play The Sims, which is really only good for killing people. But that's
so an is Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that's true, but I'm really bad at driving. I also play League of Legends, and currently, right now, I am learning to support Annie.
Very nice. Any classic series games that you play?
Well, I grew up on Pokemon, and I still kind of play Pokemon. One of my friends has kind of gotten me into the Metroid series because he's a really big fan of Samus. But for the most part, I just watch Netflix, so I don't really play that many games anymore.
Fair enough. And can you give us a glimpse to something special that might be that's new at the cafe this year?
Well, I know that they are changing some of the desserts to make them more Halloween-y. And we are working on kind of sprucing up the restaurant and making it all spooky and stuff. But as for specifics, unfortunately, I don't really know any.
Well, that's good enough. Just a little taste for us all, folks. And do you do any other fandom stuff outside of the cafe?
I do cosplay.
Do you cosplay? Do you cosplay under a certain group?
My cosplay page, I have a cosplay page on Facebook. It's Paw Print Cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I mostly known for right now cosplaying Annie from League of Legends. One of the girls in the maid cafe, I commissioned her to make my dress, and she just did an absolutely fantastic job. So I love wearing it, and I've worn it to like 4 conventions now.
Awesome. Any other characters?
I did Kairi, actually. Kairi from Kingdom Hearts was my first cosplay ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done, I did a Gender Bend Philip from Sleeping Beauty that I found a design online. And I did Nutella, a humanized Nutella,
mm-hmm.
that I found that artwork online. But right now, I'm focusing a lot on Annie from League of Legends because I have a Kigurumi of Tibbers, and I'm going to do that at Anime USA. I'm going to wear that.
We're all looking forward to it, I'd say. Well, is the one last final question is one that has been submitted by our fans. For those of you who are still interested, there is an open question forum on the Black Flag Cast page. as well as on the Maid Cafe, as well as My Cup of Tea Maid Cafe page. So folks, submit your questions and the maids will be answering them in future meetings. There's a possible Google Hangouts, folks. So if you would like to have your questions read on the air, post them now. But one of our questions is from one of your fans is, would you guys ever be interested in opening a maid cafe yourself or working in a maid cafe if it were local to you?
I actually thought about it for a long time, opening my own maid cafe. That was one of the things that really pushed me to not only enjoying what the girls were doing, but wanting to learn so I could possibly do it myself. But then I realized that housing and businesses in the DC metro area are really expensive and I can't afford that. But I would, in a heartbeat, open my own maid cafe, or probably, I wouldn't probably work at one though, because, waitressing is in America is, if you boil it down, we really are adorable waitresses that sing and dance for you. Waitresses don't make a whole lot of money because they live off of their tips. And I always swore to myself that I would never do that. But I would volunteer for one in a heartbeat.
Fair enough. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
It was really wonderful getting to talk to everyone and answering questions. And I really, really look forward to seeing people come visit us at Anime USA. We would absolutely adore having you come visit us and, you know, let us know that you listen to the podcast. If you have any more questions, please, we are always available to answer any questions.
Well, I want to thank you, Maid Ali, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you for having me so much.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.